From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is in Afghanistan, where he's attempting to defuse tensions between that country and the U.S. after recent violent and disrespectful acts blamed on U.S. troops. Underscoring the security worries in that country, a vehicle reportedly crashed into a ditch near the ramp where Panetta's plane was going to land at a British airfield before it was diverted. NPR's Larry Abramson says Panetta was not harmed, and it is unknown if the secretary was the target.
There's no evidence that this was an attack directly on the secretary, but it did happen exactly at the same time as the Secretary of Defense was landing at this airbase in Helmand Province in Afghanistan.
NPR's Larry Abramson back in Washington. President Obama still emphasizing the need for a gradual troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that Mr. Obama took questions from the media with British Prime Minister David Cameron in the White House Rose Garden today.
The U.S. and Great Britain have more troops in Afghanistan than anyone else. After Quran burnings and a massacre of innocent civilians over the last few weeks, people in both countries are becoming impatient with a war that has already dragged on for a decade. President Obama said that's to be expected.
People get weary, and they know friends and neighbors who have lost loved ones as a consequence of war. No one wants war.
But the president said he does not anticipate sudden changes to the current plan, which calls for the last American troops to leave Afghanistan in 2014. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
A Texas courthouse reportedly is being evacuated after multiple shootings today. According to various news reports, at least one person was killed and two others were injured. In Jefferson County, Judge Larry just spoke to CNN about details he says he was given from people in the courthouse.
Basically, what happened, as I understand it, is there was a defendant on trial who, it was break time, lunchtime, and he apparently shot three people, maybe four. One apparently is deceased, and they had a big chase. Apparently he was shot at some point by the police and captured, and he's now on his way to the hospital.
Judge Larry Gist told CNN this was his case. Newt Gingrich headed to Illinois today after yesterday's second-place finish in the Alabama and Mississippi GOP primaries. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports those losses make it harder for the former House Speaker to continue his campaign, but that has not deterred him.
Part of Gingrich's trip is a fundraising stop in Chicago ahead of that state's caucuses, but even he acknowledged it will be tougher after losing in the Deep South. It's Rick Santorum who has the momentum after winning both states last night. On a radio show this morning, Gingrich again vowed to stay in the race, despite many calling for him to bow out. And Gingrich says it's not his campaign, but that of Mitt Romney that took the biggest hit.
That's NPR's Kathy Lohr reporting. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 4 points. This is NPR News. The nation's second largest school district is bracing for yet another year of drastic budget cuts. Los Angeles' Unified School Board voted Tuesday to close a nearly $400 million budget gap with thousands of layoffs and an end to adult education. Details from NPR's Carrie Kahn.
If this sounds like bad news, it was worse last month. That's when the L.A. School Board thought its deficit was nearly twice as much. An increase in state funds has helped, but more than 11,000 layoff notices have gone out. Sylvia Hernandez showed up with hundreds to protest proposed cuts to preschool and adult education programs. She has a four-year-old in preschool and takes adult ed classes at night.
Queremos que no la cierren porque es el futuro de nuestros hijos.
She says what's going to happen to her child's future and her own. L.A. school superintendent says if the teachers' union doesn't agree to furloughs by next month, the programs will be slashed. The school board also voted to put a parcel tax on the November ballot. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
The Senate is backing legislation to overhaul transportation programs. The bill passed 74-22 today, putting pressure on the GOP-led House to also act quickly when it returns from recess next week. The government's authority to collect about $110 million a day in federal gasoline and diesel taxes expires at the end of the month. It is the main source of revenue for transit programs. Swiss authorities are investigating one of their country's deadliest highway accidents. At least 28 people, most of them school children, were killed today when their tour bus crashed into a tunnel wall in the Swiss Alps. They were on their way home to Belgium from a ski vacation. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.